cruise through your Saturday morning
with Car Talk.
Belinda, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk and happy Easter weekend to you.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice. I haven't spoken to you for ages, it feels like.
It's been a while, but in the meantime, you've been driving quite a number of vehicles, and this time you are cruising around in a Ford Ranger Tremor. Give us a bit of a history of this particular vehicle.
I'm going to give you the history, but what I would like to do, so I don't have it on me right now because I actually went to the launch of it. In the Grabeau kind of area of the Western Cape, there's a few days ago this week. So I got to drive it for about 2 days. But I just wanted to let you know and the listeners know just how hugely popular Buckies are in South Africa. And we had a big chat about this. And you know that 1 in 5 cars sold today is a Bucky.
It's become very popular, actually, the sort of Bucky culture, but the sort of high-end Bucky culture has also become very popular because, I mean, the Ford Ranger is just not a double cab. It is something in a very special category.
You've hit it exactly. I mean, that's what I think's happened because Buckies like the Hilux, the Amarok, the Ford Ranger. If you don't know that there's a load bay at the back, you'll feel like you're driving in a very high-end SUV. And the tech, the leather seats, all the comfort. So I think that people in South Africa have started going, well, I want the size of an SUV, but look at the practicality you get with a load bay. And someone like me, if I say this quite often, but my dream vehicle to buy is the Ford Raptor. I would absolutely love to own one of these big, beastly kind of macho Buckies where I'd be able to overtake people. And, you know, I love the performance element in the Ford Raptor as well. But the Ranger, you know, the double cab segment is the most popular Bucky segment in the country. And last year, because the Ford brought out their new Ranger, which also was Car of the Year last year, they managed to beat the Hilux, which is almost unheard of because Toyota, Hilux, everybody's got a bloody Hilux. And the Ford Ranger, I think, sold 20,662 vehicles last year. Double cabs, we're talking about. And the Hilux double cab sold 18,208. So Ford actually beat Toyota last year by about 2,000 Buckies.
Wow. What else can we see in this particular class with the Ford Ranger Tremor that you've been driving for 2 days?
So we would definitely see the Hilux. We would see the Isuzu D-Max is also incredibly popular in South Africa. That came in at number 3 in terms of double cabs last year. The Isuzu D-Max has in the last few years also upped their game, much more premium these days, very good to look at. So that's a definite competitor. And then, of course, you've also got the GWM P-Series, the General Wall Motors, the Chinese Bucky, which seems to be very popular in South Africa, especially the single cabs. But double cab-wise, it came fourth last year. And then, of course, you've got the Nissan Navara. You also got the Mitsubishi Triton. You might look at the Peugeot Landtrak, but we don't see that many of them around. But those are the kind of competitors that the Tremor would be going up against.
How does this vehicle stand up against most of its competitors? Because the market is actually shifting, and I think not to be anything sort of negative about Toyota, but Toyota has dominated the market for quite some time, but now it is shifting around and people are looking at alternatives.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this Ranger, I think, and then, of course, sorry, I didn't mention the VW Amarok. Now, the Amarok and the Ranger are actually the same, in many ways, the same Bucky. They share the same engine. The Amarok might have a few sort of more upmarket add-ons. They're made in the same factory in Silverton. And, you know, all the Buckies that I mentioned, most of them at least, they're all locally produced. The Hilux is locally produced, the Ranger, of course, the Amarok, and then, of course, the Navara as well. So we've got this extremely competitive Bucky kind of locally made market that's giving people a lot of choice. You know, Zane, the thing with the Tremor is that look, Ford's got a lot of choices in its Ranger kind of lineup. I almost feel like it's almost a bit confusing because there's so many ones to choose from. But the Tremors come in for those people who want to do a lot of off-roading, who can't afford maybe the Wildtrak X, which is the model just underneath the Raptor. The Wildtrak X has got a lot of off-road capability. And so this Tremor is taking the Wildtrak X's capability off-road, but it's based on the lower end XLT. So I think that if one is wanting to do a lot of off-roading, this Tremor definitely stands up very well against its competition.
A lot of people would say, you know, I'd like to use this vehicle during the week. And this is what I find with most of these sort of double cab Buckies, is that people buy the Bucky for one particular reason, and they take it and they go and drive it to school and back and take it to shopping and back again. So who actually is the target market? Maybe somebody who wants to enjoy driving it during the week up and down to work, but is a weekend camper or a weekend off-roader and wants to use it for that also.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've described that market just by sort of asking the question. I think it's for people, and South Africans are very adventurous. They love going. I mean, our country's so beautiful, to go out, to be able to drive over rocks, but not even, I mean, I think we in Cape Town are quite lucky with our roads. Most of our roads are really good still. But if you go further north, and as you go further north, the roads kind of degenerate quite a lot. I mean, I recently had a trip to Mpumalanga. I had a trip through into Botswana as well. And for about 100 kilometers, there was almost no road left. There was just big potholes. And if one's in a Bucky with these huge tires and this kind of high ground clearance, it's almost like the only car you can use in those kinds of circumstances. But I think for people that are doing the run around, the school run, but also who are planning to go out and take a trip out into the off-road kind of terrain that there's so much of in South Africa, the Bucky is appealing to that market. And 160,000 Buckies sold last year, which is a huge percentage of the overall car market in South Africa. I don't have the exact percentage, but 160,000 Buckies is a lot of cars. And so people are realizing, hey, let me still be able to be comfortable in the Bucky, but let's be able to also do some adventurous things.
How does it look? Because I haven't seen a Tremor on the road. I've seen, you know, the Wildtrak and most of the other Ford Rangers, and they've carefully designed and really put a lot of thought into how this Bucky looks, because they are appealing to a particular market. Is it the kind of car image conscious drivers would love to be seen in? I would like to be seen in a Ford Ranger Tremor?
I would. I'm very image conscious about cars because I get to test drive all these gorgeous cars. And I must say, the Tremor looks like it's, you know, it's got that kind of macho. It's not as big as the Raptor, but it's definitely getting that kind of vibe. It's got this majorly big off-road grill. It's got that steel bash plate in the front, which always makes a Bucky look like really like it's the biz. It's got a rear box step, the spray and bed liner, which is very popular. And it's kind of got that wide stance. And I think it's got a very appealing look if you're into that kind of I'm a Bucky girl or I'm a Bucky guy and I want to be noticed, and I want people to say, wow, that's a gorgeous Bucky. So I think it's ticking all those boxes.
So you were in this vehicle. Where did you take it out to?
So we We met at the airport. We were ferried off to a restaurant, and we had a little bit of a lunch there. And then we also actually, and I haven't mentioned this, but we also got to drive the Ford Platinum, which is the almost opposite of the Tremor because it's going all for the luxury inside. You know, there's a Ford Everest Platinum, so they've been inspired to kind of give a wild track. So it's based on the wild track and this very luxurious feel inside. So we drove those Platinums and then we basically took the Tremor out in the morning and went off to the Gribeau area and went on a hectic 4x4 trail. There's a special farm that's kind of specializes in 4x4s, kind of enthusiasts for all the enthusiasts outside Gribeau. And we managed to get the Tremor out there, up a mountain, down a mountain, using all the off-road tech, which is what I'd like to kind of talk about. You know, you've got, it's obviously got 4x4 capabilities. There's a diff lock. There's something called trail turn assist in this Tremor, which I thought, whatever. Like, you put this little button on called trail turn assist. And if you're going on very curvy kind of bends, the trail turn assist allows you to have a much, is it smaller or larger turning circle? I always get this wrong. It's basically, it improves your turning circle. So you'll be able to go around something that you would have otherwise had to have gone forward, reverse, take it again, reverse. And so this trail turn assist, it kind of turns the vehicle's radius up to 25%.
It sounds like a lot of thought that's actually been gone into this vehicle, and they've you know, considered quite a number of things. Now, Buckys have normally got larger engine capacities, 2.4, 2.8, yes, and so on. Is it an economical vehicle? Because, you know, these days you can get the larger capacity, but the engine spec and, you know, the other things, the efficiency of the vehicle. So is this actually an economical vehicle?
Well, let's talk about this engine. It's based on the double cab XLT Ford Ranger. It's a 2-liter bi-turbo diesel. So that's already a good indication. It's not like a huge engine. It's not a 3.5-liter petrol. It's a 2-liter bi-turbo diesel. It gives you 154 kilowatts, 500 newton meters of torque. And because it's a diesel, and I think that if one is doing long distance, you'd probably be able to get it at about 8 liters to 100. So I think for the size of the car, that's pretty decent. I think driving it around town, stop and starting in traffic, you're going to probably see 11, 12 liters to 100, which is okay, not brilliant. But of course, I think that with these kinds of Buckys, going for diesel is by far the best alternative.
Chatting to Melinda Ferguson, Daily Maverick motoring journalist, and we're chatting about the Ford Ranger Tremor that has just come onto the market right now, whether it's economical, where to take it out, who does this actually appeal to? And you can give us a call on 0214460567 if you have any of the Ford Ranger sort of grouping and what you love about that vehicle. Give us a call, 0214460567, or send us a WhatsApp to 0725671567. Now, I really know that you love being seen in this particular vehicle, but what else is there that appealed to you with this vehicle?
So, I mean, I'm just going to carry on talking about the off-road capabilities because for me, that's really where this Tremor is very special. It's got 261 millimeters of ground clearance, almost as high as the Ford Raptor. So that's a lot of ground clearance. You can basically go over a lot of pavements, never, ever touching anything. And then I also thought that the drive modes, which we tested quite a lot on the Gribeau off-road track, and a lot of them were really helpful. You've got stuff like slippery. So if you're on wet stuff, or if you're going, you know, on very slippery sand, you'd be able to get the car to behave much better, the Buckey rather. You've got mud and ruts. So in muddy conditions, in ruts, you know, a lot of the roads out there which aren't tarred are very rutted. You've got sand, obviously. We did some a bit of driving on the beach, not the beach, rather a sort of a dam that had a lot of sand. And then you've also got rock crawl mode. Rock crawl mode is fantastic because it slows down the vehicle. And also there's a lot of the stuff that's being done automatically. If you put the vehicle in 4A, it's like, it's the 4x4 mode, but it's automatic and it reads your environment like intuitively, and it will then, you know, allow the car to behave in whatever way it needs to behave because it's become very intuitive. These off-road systems these days are just amazing. I mean, I think there are a lot of die-hard off-roaders who love doing it all by hand. But I say, if you can flick the dial, if you can push a switch and a car and the buggy goes into all the right kind of modes that you need it to be in, what a pleasure.
Hmm. What is there that you did not like about this vehicle or did not love about this vehicle? And what do you think, is there any room for improvement? Because I think it just about does everything you want it to.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult for me to say, well, hey, Ford engineers, I think you can improve the offer. No, I mean, like, I think it's a really amazingly impressive package for an off-road enthusiast. I did drive I thought maybe it could do with a little bit more power on road, but I mean, that's a very small bugbear. I must say, my only reservation in this time, and it's almost on every car that I review, is pricing. I find like cars to be so expensive at the moment. I know that it's difficult because most of them, I mean, this one's locally made, but the parts are important. You know, there's so many different factors. And it just feels like to drive and to own a new vehicle at the moment is incredibly challenging on the consumer. So I guess I would have liked it to be a little cheaper. But I mean, the pricing is what it is. And I guess people are getting used to the idea that to get a vehicle, a buggy these days, you're looking close to R1 million if you want a double cab.
Hmm. I was going to say that, you know, I read an article where it said that 70% of the vehicles sold in South Africa are priced over R500,000. And I thought that was a very expensive benchmark for vehicles in the country. And I think that there is a bigger market for an economy vehicle. But I'm going to have a guess at this particular. Is there only the one model Ford Ranger Tremor, or are there different variations in this range?
Look, I only have pricing for the Tremor double cab. And I might not have heard it at the press briefing. There could be a single cab Tremor, but I don't think so. As far as I know, there was only one pricing that we were given. And how about you guess?
I would put it in the anything between 700 and 850 range, if not more.
Yeah, well, it is more. And I guess that's why my one thought was, hey, this is quite expensive. Anyway, the new Ford Tremor is R977,500.
It's not bad. It's still under R1 million.
Well, it's slightly. It's 22,500 under R1 million. Yeah, I mean, you're getting a great bucky. Me personally, I think the Ford Raptor is about close to 1.2 million. If I was in for a Ford, a Ranger, I would probably say, hey, let me just borrow from the kids' varsity fee, varsity bank accounts. Let me take a bit out of my savings and let me try and put myself into a bit of debt, but I'd go for the Raptor.
We're talking about just close to R1 million for this particular vehicle. Good value for money?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you look at something like the safety systems, which we haven't even spoken about, you've got this full range of driver assist and active safety systems in the Tremor. I mean, I think that's in most of the in the wild track, definitely in the Raptor, you're going to see something very similar. You've got stuff like hill descent control, hill launch assist. You've got traction control, trailer sway control. I didn't even speak about this whole trailer assist. Now, I've never put a trailer onto any kind of car. It just looks so difficult. I've heard marriages have broken up over trailers. You know, people, the wife trying to, or the husband trying to direct the wife to hook up the trailer. This Tremor has got this trailer backup assist and a trailer reverse guidance, which is all done by camera. And and I didn't see it happen in real life, but I did watch a video, and it's absolutely amazing how the technology in this Tremor can basically get a trailer hooked up and ready to go without marriages falling apart.
Quickly, out of 10, where would we rate this particular vehicle, Melinda?
I think if they'd got it down to the late 800s, I would have maybe been a little bit more generous. But because I really thought it was a great overall package, I'm giving it a very good 8 out of 10 today.
Melinda Ferguson, our journaling motorist, the Daily Maverick journaling motorist, chats to us every Saturday morning at about 8:40 about the latest vehicles on the market. And today we were having a look at the Ford Ranger Tremor.